You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
Yeah, it's What's the Tea. And yeah, I'm sure you're wondering, what are we discussing today? Well, Ayanda is here to read an email that we got from a listener who was telling us, yeah, please discuss this on What's the Tea. She seems to be concerned about something. What is it?
She's very concerned, and I'm so happy that someone had to say it, Clement.
Well, I think she is very wrong.
I think she's very right. But it's for our listeners to decide, because I've been waiting for someone to pin this down. I just did not have the right vocabulary or the time. So here's the email. It's the person who sent it does not say who she is, but she says, "Hi, Clement. I would like your listeners' ideas about shellaring. So shella, or in other words, courtship or proposing, mm-hmm. right? I'm a black female and I am perturbed by how black brothers propose. The first thing that comes from their mouth is sex, how they want to sleep with me. I'm not sure how to react except that I feel uncomfortable and put off immediately. But my question is, is it hard for men to approach ladies and make their intentions known? Do other ladies come across as such? Looking forward to hear what your listeners say about this."
So what have you been experiencing? Like, when you meet guys, do they know how to shella you? Or
they don't shella. Guys don't shella anymore, Clement. Like, people slide through the DMs, and then it's like, okay, if we're vibing, we're vibing. Next thing you know, you're in like a 4 or 5 year relationship.
Like, yeah. Matter what, like, I mean, is there still a need for like writing the letters, sending the flowers?
It's very romantic, Clement, because it also sets you apart from the chances, I believe. And I mean, I'm very young, but I'm still very traditional. So if you're going to come at me in a, I want to make it official, I want you to be my girlfriend, let me know. If you're not going to say, if you want something else, also let me know. But this lady, I think her grievance is, do you finding me attractive? Is that the only thing that you see in me? And maybe shame, the guys are like, no, I thought by me saying I find you attractive, it's me saying I want you to be my girl. So let's hear what
the listeners have to say. All right, give me a call on 011-883-0702. I want to hear from both the ladies and the gents, right? From you as the ladies, are you like Ayanda in this listener, and you feel guys have just stopped shellering? Like, they just don't know how to propose anymore. And as a guy, as a gent, do you still propose the traditional way? I mean, what's the way to do it now? Eh? Just send a DM. Eh? I mean, how many times have we seen people say, this is where it started? Remember that hashtag? This is where it started. This is where it is now. Where you see someone send a DM saying, hey, sexy. And then the next thing, they're getting married. They've got kids. Or do you still shella the traditional way? Propose the traditional way of writing a letter? Or can I have your number? Or can I take you out? Send a bouquet of flowers to her or his workplace or their home? Or do you have someone who still does that? I want to hear from you. I take exception to this, because I think I'm still very much capable of shellering.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
All right, so do you still sheller? How are you shellering? And maybe it would be nice to hear some of your voice notes of you courting, right? Like some of the men shellering. How do you sheller? Yeah? Do you say, hey, slender? I don't know about ring. Slender. What was that thing? They used to say, slender. Never get tired. I remember in Kokasi, they used to say, hey, slender never gets tired. And for big girl, my size, my time. Yeah? Send me a voice note and tell me how you shella. Yeah? Like, just give some people some advice. Like, how do you go and shella? Without being obviously like very pervasive, right? But just, how do you do it? How do you do it? I've got tweets here from some people. Someone says, yo, Clement, this is how you're supposed to shella when you have to, how are we supposed to shella when you have to pay an entrance fee to slide into the DMs? And then there's a picture of, there's a screen munch there of someone who received money from someone, 2,500 rand. And this lady says, guys, this is how you enter my DMs. And then Slindy says, Clement, guys do still shella. We were asked to send this to someone who is being shellered. Ooh. And then I want to know you, who this person is. Wow. This is a teddy bear and a bouquet of roses. Oh, that looks cool. Now that is Shellering. Didi, you're calling us from Auckland Park. Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. What's been your experience?
Well, my experience is that guys don't share. That's true, you know. And yeah, you know, I'm 45 years old, and you get these people that, and I look very young, so half the people are like, you're 30 something, you know. And then they feel they have to tell you how sexy you are, how beautiful you are. And I keep telling them, guys, a 25 year old me, you know, would want to know that I'm a femme fatale, but right now I don't need to know that. But on the topic that we're talking about, guys don't share. They want to keep things liquid, you know. And for me, I think they use that strategy. They really use it as a strategy, as an exit strategy, you know. Because you start something with a person and it's things just happened type of thing, you know. And now eventually you get to a point where you sit and say, because now this person is in your house and whatever, and you're spending so much time together. And then you get to ask, so what are we doing? And they're like, why do we have to put labels, you know? Let's roll, let's just, you know, let's get to know each other and things like that. And they just brush you off. And then eventually when they bail on you, and then you get to ask, dude, what happened? Like, you just vanished.
Okay, Didi, tell me, how would you like to be Shella then? Do you want someone to come and say, Didi, I would like to take you out for dinner or lunch, as opposed to, hey, Didi, I think you're the sexiest person I've ever seen?
Yeah, like, I think, you know what, because now people DM you, and then you get to get into a conversation. Like, you find for a good 2 weeks you've been texting and talking, and eventually you kinda, you get an invitation. But I don't want that, you know. I want a conversation to say, this is where, like, okay, we've got to know each other, we kinda like each other, I think we can confirm that we like each other, so can we move to second base? Like, can we?
Sure, Didi. Such a long process.
No. It's not a long process.
Yo. It's like, and that time, I'm paying Utlapatela some of these dates. Didi, you want me to take you to 10 lunches and dinners?
You don't make me do that. No, I'm not saying take me to dinner or anything, but don't invite me straight to your bedroom.
I hear you.
Also, put a context to it. Let us see what are we doing.
What are we?
We manage expectations.
Yes, but sometimes I don't know what we're doing, Didi. Sometimes I really don't know. I just like you, Didi. We're doing lunch, and I don't know. We'll figure it out. And sometimes Didi wants the confirmation here, Rajola. We are dating.
But that's where it goes on to Kanti Kapulelandra Joli.
Didi, thank you for your call. All I'm saying is, if you want 10 lunches before, you at least pay for some of them. That's it. Well, no, but every Thursday we must take you out. At least pay for some of those. Here are some of your voice notes coming through on 0727021702.
Aini, guys, get with the times. Do you seriously expect a guy to do that whole dudu bavundombi inside the mall during the people lie? We live in the times of DMs and social media, so that are the tools. Those are the tools that are being used to share these days. So come on, keep up with the century.
Yo, it's Clement. Hey. These are tough times with this gender-based violence and stuff. We are under scrutiny now. A lot of women don't feel comfortable now being shellered. They feel annoyed. They say it's uncomfortable. Some of them, they feel there's no decency in it. So I think that's why a lot of guys are holding back now. And then we get our stuff on the DMs and you know. Yeah, this is Nkosana and
Joba. Thanks for voice tone, Nkosana. And that's why I said, I mean, obviously there's ways you can shella without necessarily being so pervasive, right? And not being awkward. There's way you can still do it with so much respect. And maybe that's the kind of ways we need to find. Let's go to Centurion. Hello, Joe.
Hi, morning, Kevin.
Hey.
I think for me, I feel like this thing, y'all say, like, outdated, man. Okay, here's my point, man. Okay, you say that a lady. she'll act as if like she doesn't care, or maybe treat you like some, I don't know how to put it, but something isn't straight. You know? But when you go on a, like maybe I say on a Twitter, DM or whatever the platform she's using, whether it's WhatsApp or even Facebook, it's easier. Like you get to greet her on a daily basis, how you, I'm fine and stuff like that. Then every day it's like same old. Eventually you ask, can I take you out for lunch or something? When you agree, and yeah, they go, and its own system goes. Once you get your like the lady's number, I think that almost 90% the deal is done. So it's only that 10% of taking her out and then impress her, then that's it.
Okay, Joe in Centurion, thank you. Clive on Twitter says, yo, Clement, what's next? Must we now invest in pigeons to send letters out seeing that there's people who don't want to adopt? Tammy on Twitter says, ask me what my interests or likes are and offer to take me out on one of them. Everything else will fall into place if I'm in agreement. Buitsoko says, I'm still very traditional. I want a proposal. I want an engagement. And even after the wedding, I will demand romantics. Hubby knows that I need flowers every 2 weeks with chocolates. Yo! I know your hubby. Yeah. Joe, this is Marco in Durbanville in Cape Town. Hello, Marco.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I would say actually what, like the comment you were reading there, it's actually in line with my interest as well, because I do believe like you should actually kind of play out your cards in the first place, you know. Don't go big if you are small, and then try to impress a lot. So my take is if I'm really interested, you know, I will let you know, I'll spot you at a mall, spot you at a meetup or at an event. You know, it's always the, you know, how are you? I'm Marco, and like to go out, take you out, you know, kind of get to know you. I mean, Cape Town, we have wine tasting, we have like nice spring cruises here, you know, it's where you can literally kind of get to know someone, you know, and engage in a conversation. But I've seen that, like my colleagues as well, I don't want to name names, but I've seen a guy just literally DM like 5 ladies,
yeah,
or like 10 ladies a day, and then be like, yeah, I'm getting my numbers up. And then when you ask, but are you looking to go out with this woman and do this and that? Like, nah, it's too expensive to actually go out, you know. Just slide in their DM and then just speak nice words to them, and then they buy into you. But for me, I would say, you know, we have kind of modernized, like the old traditional way of doing things, you know, which is Edouard's going out, you know, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And now maybe because stuff, you know?
Marco, thank you so much for a call, man. Thank you so much for a call, Marco, in Durbanville in Cape Town. Your voice notes are coming through on 072-702-1702.
Hey, Clement. So this is how we used to Shela. This is how we used to do it. You used to go, hello. Sorry, sisigunja. Minika mangu. Okay, when I will ban. All right, beg. I don't know where to begin. Anyaz Altia Komarang Rishangistin. I'm joking. This is the song by Pro. But yeah, that's where I got my inspiration for my pickup lines or my, you know, game lines from songs. Thanks.
Hi, Clement. Dating these days, you must be careful to things you promise to these ladies, because the next thing you don't want to see is getting jub-jub and this camera saying that you promised this lady a marriage, yet you have broken up with him. Is there even been
Yeah, doesn't jub-jub have that show where he goes to people and say, you promised to lay... Yeah, it's called You Promise to Marry Me. Yeah, eh? Yeah. But also, I want to hear from the ladies as well. Like, do you shella? I mean, I've been shellad a lot by ladies. And I have. Like, some ladies are very brave. Like, in fact, I'm gonna let me read one now that I got this morning. I'm not gonna read the name because this person, this person said to me, please don't talk about me on the radio. Where is it? Okay, so I got this morning. Hello, Clement. I would love to have lunch with you if you don't mind. I have a huge crush on you. Even if it means that we just become friends in the beginning. Lunch will be on me. Let me know if it's possible. Please don't talk about me on the radio. I got this morning, and it's from a lady. So some ladies are very brave. In fact, maybe I should respond, eh, Abel? And go to lunch. Why not?
Hi, Clement. Richard Siluma, La Eranbeck. Mina ngishela kanje na ngemfana kithi. Ngithi mangiyibona intombi kithi zinde zalabantu zebantwana kontombi yaqhomnyamaza nemabeleji mabeleji umusakho nomfana ukakaza bekakaza betkhawula sibangela bese ngiyibheka ngithi untokaze kwazi wemakahle mntanami uma unganyakhela emabaleni kithi ngabolala ngidlile onke amalanga and ngabe ngilala ngabolala nikubambile onkosi yami uthini mntanami uyakuvuma lowo noma uyangifaka uyangikhipha na.
Hey, Clement, that is so last season, or it's so long ago that you had to shell a woman. It's 2020, Baba. And we are all equal. If you like the guy, get the guy. If you like the girl, get the girl. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we must all be brave, eh?
Hi, Clement. It's so uncomfortable, believe me. You know, I'm a mother, I have a daughter, and there's this guy that we met through this other lady. And all of a sudden, he's got my daughter's number from somebody, and he'll call me and say, hello, mama, unjani, bing check out unjani, unjani mpil. And then I'll say, yo, I'm battling, I'm still sick. And he'll say, no, I bing check. And then from there, he'll call my daughter and say to my daughter, hello, Sipho. My daughter says, who's Sipho? Oh, the guy that came to see you through so and so. And then my daughter says, no, you can't come. And say, my daughter says, no, you can't. And then my daughter was complaining and said, mommy, this guy is so shady.
Mm.
Hey, let me. No, man. Interesting topic, I must say. This thing, yo, Shaila, nowadays, my brother, I don't think this whole process of buying flowers, sending letters and what, I don't think it still works, eh? People just slide in their DMs and stuff, and then, what's all up, eh? But then again, I have to ask, what happens if a slider in you? The thing is, I feel like a lot of girls nowadays, they are now weighing their options. If I slide in your DM, you're going to check my profile before you respond to me or something. So, they have that thing out there, weigh their options. So my question is, do women actually do shella guys as well, especially in this gender equality era that we are in? Kabelo here. Pretoria.
Hey, women still, yeah, they do. I've just read one message I got now. I mean, I can read one that came earlier this week. I get that, and I know of a lot of men who also get shellered by women. There are a lot of them that are also brave out there. And yeah, who says women can't sheller? Hey, Chief Makanya, you are calling us from Johannesburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Njalo.
Ngiyaphila.
I think we are using this word, ushela, very loosely. Now, ukshela, before you speak to the, you see that guy that was singing praises. That day is the first part of ukshela. And you can do that, Clement, for 8 months or a year. Before the girl could even speak to you.
To a year?
Yeah.
Sure.
So remember, pela ukshela emfuleni. Into bazanizo kamaz. Listen, we are ibona, you are trying to get her attention. Maybe she can keep your attention after 2 years. And you only speak to her friends. And then you see, okay, this is where the interest is going. So ukshela is a process. It's not a direct translation of dating. Let's go up.
Ooh, we've lost Chief Makanya. I wanted to ask Chief Makanya, what's the longest that he has shellered? What's the longest? Let's try and get him back on the line. I want to know what's the longest he has shellered. Someone, Laura on Twitter says, Clement is busy accepting random lunch offers from ladies that are shellering him, not the lunch offer from the Clementines. No. Let's listen to some voice notes that are coming on 072-702-1702.
Clement, I want to be asked out. I want to be spoiled. Do not throw money at me, but spoil me. How? At all.
How do we spoil you without throwing money? What, do you want to be spoiled with what? Yeah? Because you need money to spoil someone.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement.
On 702.
All right, so it's What's the Tea, and I want to play just the last two voice notes that have come through on 072-702-1702. Abel wants me to play them. Let's go.
Clement, I want to be asked out. I want to be spoiled. Do not throw money at me, but spoil me. How? At home.
Hello, Clement. My now hubby shelled me the whole night until 5 a.m. the following day. I was flattered. I was charmed. I was like, wow, I've never been so shelled like this. So we're now married because of that night.
Mm.
Thank you.
I even see your profile picture. It's you and the hubby.
Hey, Clement. Just ask a woman, then you will get an attention. Then
I don't know if that's really the case out there.